Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It's another week. Top Model Rewind with Alex and Danielle. I'm Alex.
Hello. I'm Danielle. Welcome back.
Here we are.
Episode 2 of Cycle 13.
Great cycle.
Yeah, great cycle. Glad to be back. Mm-hmm. I was a little worried starting the cycle that from a storyline perspective, it wasn't going to be that interesting. Mm-hmm. But from a modeling perspective, it was going to be good.
Right.
But I was afraid we wouldn't have a lot to talk about because I don't really remember this season for like drama.
I remember drama. at least with Sunday and Kara teaming up. They were kind of bullies. I remember at some point.
Really?
Yes.
I do not remember that. I truly like that is
news.
I guess I don't remember anything about this cycle because I don't remember that at all.
I don't know.
I remember not liking Kara.
Yeah.
I remember being big on the anti-Kara train, but I always liked Sunday.
And so I always liked Sunday too. She comes around. She makes it further in the competition, comes around closer.
But when Kara leaves. In the beginning, maybe?
I think the influence of Kara.
Kara's a
bad
influence.
We had an Anne Eva situation happening here. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll be intrigued to see that because I honestly did not remember anything bad from
I could be misremembering based on my own projections of their personalities. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We'll see.
So far, we didn't see much of either of them this episode.
No bad blood for anybody in that group.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, there were some small arguments. Like, here's the thing is like the arguments this episode were not that drama filled. They were really
small infractions. Yeah, it's
super small. Like I'm honestly surprised they were even almost in the episode because it was like they literally had nothing to work with.
Yes,
basically.
All they had was Bianca. Yeah,
yeah. They're like Bianca and Jen are beefing over dishes. It's like
not really.
Okay. Yeah. Like that's all. That's is that it?
Is that it?
And they're like, yeah, that's it. It's just dishes.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of meat in this episode.
And then there was that little thing at the end with Brittany and Courtney
where
Brittany kind of shaded Courtney.
They tried. Basically, it was not interesting. Yeah.
No. Brittany's just like, why are you complaining?
You say I a lot.
And Courtney's like, yeah. And she just rolls her eyes. That's literally the end of interaction. so that's, I thought it was going to be like this all season. So.
Oh, no. It's, and I don't think it gets like incredibly juicy, but definitely like. And maybe it's not the drama I love so much about this cycle. It's more so the personalities. Because, like, the more we see, like, Laura and Nicole and stuff. Mm-hmm. And even Aaron is annoying, but entertaining.
yeah.
So, you know, as usual, the more the numbers dwindle down, you see more personality mm-hmm. in the ones you really enjoy.
Yeah.
But there are definitely some snappy bits, I recall. I can't remember exactly what they are.
Okay. Maybe they come next
There's
episode.
Some mean girl energy. I'm excited.
We'll see. Yeah. Kara doesn't last for very long, so no, I'm like, it has to happen soon.
Yeah.
Because I honestly thought she was gone by now. I was like, wait, she made it past? I literally was like, I don't remember a single photo other than the Cabbage Patch Kid photo from her. Like, that's the only photo I remember. Until we came to this episode, of course, and then I saw her picture, and I was like, Oh yeah.
I just don't remember her that well for her modeling, to be honest.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love her look. Mm-hmm. I remembered her for her look mm-hmm. and for being mean to Nicole, and that was it.
I think that's really her thing. Yeah, I think that's it. So.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so that's we already went over the big drama points for this episode.
Yep, those
so
are
really
the big
what
ones.
Else is there to talk about? well, we begin with Rachel. Talking about being a Walmart cashier definitely made me feel nostalgic for Shandy. I was like, our little Walgreens girl.
Yep.
I miss her so. but we have Rachel with the Walmart and Courtney with the boot. They really just told us right at the beginning who they was going to leave this episode. They're like, Rachel and Courtney.
Here they are, two big ones. Here's their issues. Here's their biggest issues. Courtney has a boot.
Yeah, we should have seen it coming. Mm-hmm. Should have seen it coming from this.
Yes, we should have. I didn't remember there being a double elimination at all. I wasn't expecting the first one.
I definitely remember this just because of how unfair I find
so
these
annoying.
Eliminations where they don't even get to do a photo shoot.
Nope.
And it's so hard to tell after the first photo shoot how good someone is going to be this season.
Yeah.
And Rachel's photo wasn't okay. I know people don't like it because on our Instagram, I put it in the bottom and a lot of people didn't like it. But I didn't think it was that bad. So
there was potential.
I feel like it just there wasn't enough information to go off of to eliminate Rachel.
I know. In the middle of this episode. Every time they show a close up of like they show her headshot, basically, I'm like, God, she's so interesting.
Oh, interesting.
Like every time they show it, I'm like, wow. Her face is so striking.
I think she has a great look.
She has an amazing face. And like, we were talking about how it's a lot like Yuvie. And it just makes me mad because I was like, she does have a lot more to give. And then halfway through this episode, I was my legs cut from beneath me. It's just like a...
Yeah. So really what did her in, they go to Wilhelmina and they're supposed to speak with Sean Patterson, who's the CEO, I guess. I'm not sure exactly his title, but they just had to do an interview with him and they eliminate someone mid-episode
for no reason,
whoever made the worst impression, I guess. And really the thing that she did was just not know a song that was her downfall.
I was like, why? You never mention that you're in performing arts unless you're ready to perform, you know?
True. Yeah, never. You should have. Yeah, definitely not. And then also though, I'm like, well, if you weren't I don't know. I know people's minds go blank in stressful situations. Yeah. It's the thing that happens. But it's just like,
can you imagine not being able to think of a song? Like,
I know, like any song, like
pretty much any high school song we sing.
Yeah, just whether you were just
just literally
just
sing
vocal warm-ups.
Yes, yeah, just do vocal warm-ups. He's Nigel, who cares?
Oh no.
He was like anything, a lyric. One lyric.
Honestly, even just sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, you don't even have to do a musical song. Yeah. Just sing a children's rhyme. Like
he really
something,
just wanted to hear you
anything.
Sing. That was it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess like the reason I give her more grief is because like she's probably like just out of high school. So I'm like, you were doing this like yesterday.
Yeah.
You should know. Come on.
Yeah, this was basically your job, right?
I say this as someone who like basically, I get on stage and immediately forget all my lines.
Oh,
so,
well,
I'm like the type of person who does forget things like that. So I probably shouldn't be talking.
Me neither. I know I'm sitting here criticizing and I'm thinking about the times that I had a song and I would just get on stage and be like, don't remember it.
Even though you'd literally just been singing it.
Yeah, I sing it in
the
car the
day
all
before.
The time, or like, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, so that, I mean, I guess that shows how you can just, like, forget things.
So we just disproved ourselves. We came full
know,
circle.
But still, it is, like, such a, it's kind of an embarrassing moment, though, for her,
true.
I bet, just to, like,
well, she didn't come up with anything.
Not be able to think of anything.
She didn't get,
seemingly. Hey,
yeah,
we don't know.
She may have sang something.
What if, maybe she sang something belated. I would love to know.
Maybe she did sing and it was really bad.
They would show us that.
That's
come
true.
On. They
you're
would
right.
not
right.
cut that out.
You're
They'd
right.
be like, oh, this is perfect.
Ooh. Maybe she chose like a really horrible, just tragic song, like Concrete Angel or something. And they were just like, oh, God. No.
Too depressing.
Can't air that.
To show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so Rachel has that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, as we say, she gets eliminated. But we also have Courtney with a boot. She takes her boot off, like, says she's ready to take it off and then just immediately just starts hobbling everywhere and you're like, you are not ready to take your boot off.
Leave the boot on, girl. I don't get why she has so much animosity. She just is looking around and
she's
everyone
a
else
pass.
Is. Yeah. Everyone
like
is
they
like,
are not pressuring her.
No.
To well, okay, I do again, disproving ourselves. But I say that and then they had her walk without the boot. And I don't know. She kinda like she came in without a boot though, right? Like
yeah. Mm-hmm.
to this one-on-one with Sean and Nigel.
Yeah.
So like she was prepping herself to walk without a boot. They have her walk without a boot and they're very complimentary of her walking without a boot. But for the rest of this episode, they're like actively encouraging her to wear her boot.
Put the boot on.
So I'm just like, you just put it on. Just, like they're letting you.
Yeah.
Like,
they don't want an
they learned
incident.
Their lesson.
Like
they, I mean, now they don't want an instance. Yeah. Like, they just was it. It was literally last season. I feel like when they sent that girl who had epilepsy down the runway with flashing lights.
Oh my god!
So it was like you are the first person in the history of Hot Model who were there excusing
They're
for a medical
care.
Reason.
Yeah,
you should take full advantage of that because We remember the days when they made Amanda go out on the runway too, and she couldn't see it.
You have to, like, yeah, you do have to slightly be a masochist, I think, to be in modeling a little bit. So maybe Courtney's just, you know, what the fuck? It's just whatever. It's pain. Like, can we get over that? That's what she thinks, you know? She's like, I'll just push through. The modeling is more important. And they're like, actually, some things you might not ever get out of that boot if you don't wear it. Like, feet. What did she broke her foot, right?
In a was her cheerleading? Ankle.
Oh, it was her
ankle. Or maybe it was her foot, but it was cheerleading.
Well, I just know if you related. Break your fucking foot, you gotta let that heal properly. Like, you will destroy.
Yeah.
You won't be able to walk down a runway in a few months. Like, if you don't let it heal. God. They probably were like, she's endangering herself. She needs to leave. Like,
because Courtney was another one who was kind of shocked to win this episode, because I'm like, you had potential too. Like, what's going on here? Why are they sending these people home? Courtney was really giving me like high school athlete and like energy here. She's the vibe I was getting. It's true, she is a high school athlete.
Bring it
like
on.
She's just a competitive
she said I was just I'm so used to just pushing through with everything. It's like
she's performed with it. I mean, it sounded like she broke it again when she broke it. She's the type of person who
she probably said only she kept half going. Heals from she goes, something I finished the routine and I'm like, great, probably hurt oh boy so much worse. Like
that's really I actually have a friend who did something very similar, like hurt her foot and is the type of person to refuse to rest it. And she has like, I think a lifelong problem now with her foot. And it's just like, you gotta rest when you have a foot injury.
You
like
do. I hurt my foot. I don't know what I did to my foot, but something happened. And I was like, I was just like, well,
it was not a cheerleading competition. No,
it was definitely not anything actually athletic. I'm pretty sure I was climbing in through the trunk of my boyfriend's janky car that no longer runs. RIP Otis. But I was climbing in through the trunk because you couldn't get in through the front door, and you can't unlock the doors with a button, so you have to physically unlock the trunk and climb in to get to the driver's seat. And I was sideways and stepped out of the car, literally just stepped out. Just put my weight wrong on my foot.
The very dangerous act.
Extremely
of stepping out of the
athletic,
car.
Extreme act of stepping out of a car. And from then on, I was like, ow, what did I do? And every time I stepped on it, it just hurt so bad. And I refused for like a week to acknowledge that anything was wrong with it. And then let my boyfriend rub my feet. Just let anybody.
Yeah.
But, and he was like, wow, your foot's really swollen. And I was like, oh.
It must be that death-defying injury.
Yeah.
I got.
But
it must have been all the parkour that I do in my free time.
But my job is like a lot of me just walking around, running around and stuff. So I was just like having a hard time not using it, and then didn't use it for a week and it got better. So stay off your foot.
You go. That's all you
got
to do. Yeah. Just stay off of it. I would love, I love an opportunity to not do physical activity. Like, that sounds
usually
great.
All about jumping on excuses like that, you know, for just I can't walk. So somebody else gotta grab that bag of dog food, you know.
Take full advantage of it for sure. They're very impressed that she risked her livelihood to show off for them. So she's not going home yet. And then Jen has an eye issue that becomes a thing. I'm just like, how did you not notice this before if it's such a big deal?
I'm confused about why this is now an issue. It's like she was it's like she was masking it somehow in the beginning, and now suddenly it's just like, oh, just I gotta relax, gotta let this eye roll around. However,
I guess,
or maybe
it's
that's
really
just the closest they've ever gotten to her, like in that interview.
Which I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me, because they obviously took up close pictures of her before.
That's
and
true.
So,
but I mean,
I don't know. It
maybe
just seemed
not
very.
Yeah.
Their audition tapes.
Yeah.
Like, you would think that you would see her eye then. Yeah. I mean, it's like not a
that
huge.
Noticeable?
It's like it's subtle for sure. It's called. She said a name, autosis.
Yes.
I think for it. Like, just the muscle in it doesn't function. I think she even had surgery on it and stuff. I mean, the only reason I because I did notice it in
the casting
episode, but the only reason I did notice it because I know it's like a storyline for
her. Right.
Like, I think same. If I didn't have that in my brain, I wouldn't see it. But I do understand like why you would notice it in modeling because you're really looking at someone's features. But it did seem kind of weird to me. It was like not brought it up at all last episode. And then all of a sudden it's the biggest issue in the world. Like,
I mean, maybe they just had so much, you know, so many other things to talk about in their 2-hour premiere. That they didn't feel the need to bring it up then. So they made sure to highlight it this time. I don't know.
And I guess like this episode is about smiling with your eyes. This is the big smiles episode. That's like the big thing about this episode.
That's right.
Yeah. So I think maybe that's why we started talking about it this episode.
Yeah.
But anyway, they bring it up and I honestly thought they were kind of like setting up Jin as like the possible one to go home.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they're very set on Rachel going home. I felt so bad for her.
That was really sad.
She looked just devastated. Really,
when she said she kept waiting for them to say just kidding, I was like, that's what it looked like. I kept waiting. I was like, because the look on Rachel's face, I was like, that's a joke. Nope, it's not. And then she had the same reaction I did. We had it together in different years. But I was like, oh, God. I did not see this coming. I kept looking for a caveat of like, but they said, go pack your bags. You're going home. And I was like, oh,
yeah, they were real.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd seen it before with Hannah.
Yeah.
I feel like they let Hannah, they gave Hannah a bit more time. I feel like with this, they really didn't give her much time at all. And you're gone.
Don't get it.
I just like, they shot Bambi is all I could think.
Yes.
In this.
Oh my God. They did. Didn't
they just heartlessly shot our little Bambi-eyed girl. And she I honestly think I talked last episode about how like her mom really hyped her up. I bet that made this even harder for her. She was like, how could they reject me? My mother always says how beautiful I am.
Right.
And she has such a great look. I was kind of surprised to see that post show she had a career. I mean, I guess I'm not super surprised because of her look, but she signed with an agency. I don't know what the agency is, BMG Models, but her biggest thing was she was in 2 music videos.
Ooh.
That were like fairly I recognized, well, no, I'm wrong because Courtney was also in music videos. So I watched the one too that Rachel were in. She was in Kygo and Conrad Sewell's Firestone and 3 Lau and Bright Lights How You Love Me. I didn't really recognize those, but I watched them. She looked fantastic in them.
Of course.
And it just made me think like, oh, we just really missed out.
We missed out
on having her, seeing her more of
she was
her
robbed.
On the show.
I believe she was robbed. Yeah.
Yeah, I just would have liked to see a bit more. Like maybe she would have been terrible. I don't know.
But would have loved like, to
see,
it. See
her.
Would have loved to know. We'll never know.
Just like the just when you lose something that you think has potential, it's upsetting. It's but at the same time, like there are so many good models this season. It is like hard to cut someone.
It is.
So
which begs the question, why a double cut?
Yeah, whatever. Like you had such great talent. Like there was really no need for this. It's just all shock value, I think,
and
make them feel on edge, I guess. I don't know. Like
teach them a lesson.
Throw them off a little bit so they don't really know what's coming.
Yeah, it broke my little heart when she was like, this just opportunity doesn't come for girls like me. And she just started crying and I was like, ugh.
Oh, yeah, because they're that is a big deal for this episode, this season.
That's how I felt.
The girls are petite.
Every cut is such a big one. But
yeah. Although so far, like every model who's been eliminated, I've looked at their resume and been like, okay, well, you got work afterwards.
Nice.
So like,
nice.
I don't know. Hey. Maybe, I mean, the times they were changing.
They were.
So
she really was just flexing
short
things.
Models.
Yeah.
All right. So next, here's the big moment of the entire episode. It's Super Smize. Da, 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 da.
It's Cranky Photographer is the villain.
Which I was like, we don't need this fake mean fashion dude. We had Sean, the real mean fashion dude
exactly.
Earlier. So what's this? Like, I don't need a fraud in here.
No.
We have fake mean photographer guy. Tyra comes out. It's not even like Super Smize is bad enough, but like the whole like prelude to Super Smize
oh, God.
Was just
the Clark Kent act of like I'm in a trench coat and I am such a nerd. And then like the, I don't even understand the, you know, the segues are hard because Tyra is not super short. And
the lot. Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say it. Just like the logic never makes sense.
Oh, it didn't. It didn't make sense. And he was just like, what is it with you? What's with you? And like, she just trails in after all of them have already walked in. And he's like, and what's with all these short, short models? It just, how dare you? It was hard to watch. Of course, it always is. Hard and fun.
Yeah, so Tyra transitions from, like you said, being like this Clark Kent thing to when he mentions the short model, she hulks out, I guess, and reveals herself to be Super Smize. And just, I want to take a moment to recognize the word Smize and say that I think, like, besides this show, it is, like, the biggest legacy Tyra Banks will ever have. Actually, it might even go farther than the show.
I think it's further than the show because I think people that don't even watch the show know what smizing is.
Oh, they know.
Yeah.
They know what it is. It's like, she is so bad at coming up with words most of the time. Like, Potlitum was dream. Just, we already talked about Smize and Dream. Mm-hmm. Last week, Potlitum is just incomprehensible. I didn't say that right. But, and then, so it's just like, she really is, her batting average is not good on making up words.
No.
Like, usually when she makes up a word, no one ever says it. But Smize has actually become,
it caught on.
Like, is it in the dictionary? It might be.
It's definitely not even in the urban dictionary. So,
well, for sure.
For sure.
But I wouldn't be surprised if it was in Merriam-Webster. I'm going to have to look it up after this.
Oh,
I'm curious.
Yeah.
But it, like, I guess because there was no word for it. You know, she literally.
Yeah, she coined it.
Smiling and eyes. Mm-hmm. Smashed them together and made a new word.
Bam.
Easy. So there's no, like, equivalent. It is. And it is a real thing. You can smile with your eyes.
You
just kind of
squint
them a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it's really quite genius.
Yeah.
I really applaud her for this. This is like the best thing she's ever done.
It just feels
most successful thing.
Yes, it is the best thing she's ever done. This tutorial in general is one of her best tutorials she's ever done just because she goes over like super basic things because they're short models. She's like, I got to give them a leg up. And it's like, why?
Some real advice.
Why wouldn't you give this to all the models, like every cycle?
But yeah. I do think that a lot of smizing, though, is like a natural thing.
Yeah.
Like, Tyra, I think, has naturally smizey eyes. Mm-hmm. And I know she does some pretty, I think, amazing things with her facial muscles.
Yes.
But I do think that, like, there are people like London from last season who just have a natural smize.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a lot of being a good smizer.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, it is, there is some manipulation you can do, though, with your face to, like, bring that out.
Sure.
Bring some life to your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I just, smizing. I think it's
gold.
Fantastic. I think that it took her, I'm just amazed at how long it took it to become a word.
Yeah.
Because she kept on saying smiling with your eyes for like season after season after season. And I want to know what prompted her to create the word smize. Like, I want to know, was she like, did it just pop in her head one day?
It must
have. She like bouncing ideas off of someone? And then it came up from that.
I like to think somebody else made it up. And she was like, ooh, that's good. I'm going to say that.
You know, I think I have to give it all to Tyra. I think I think she did it. Like, she loves making up words.
She does.
It's not
You're
too
right.
crazy that she would make up a word that actually was a good word.
One out of 20, you know?
Yeah, you know, if you do it over and over again, you're going to have a success
at least
once in a while.
1% success rate, yeah.
I think she did do it, but I'm just curious, like, how exactly it came to be.
What was the inspiration?
Finally just like snapped in her head and made her say the word smize. Like, I want the story behind it. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fantastic. I'm so glad it exists in our life.
God bless. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm really appreciative of her for her contributions to society. This being the best one. So
it's my society. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Super Smize though. The fact that this is the beginning, the auspicious beginning of the word smize,
mm-hmm.
is this crazy character called Super Smize that is just so ridiculous.
I really liked how people were like, I was so relieved. I was like, relieved? What? I guess because the photographer
Super
is not
here?
Real. I was like, this is out
I
of
mean,
context. I don't think they're relieved.
No one was thinking he would.
That Tyra is there to save them. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the whole Britney thing, like, Britney made me laugh because she said it's not often that girls get one-on-one time from Super Smize. And I thought, found that funny. It's, I think, never. Britney is, like, subtly kind of funny.
And she's very smart.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen her Instagram?
No.
Nowadays, she's very artistic. Mm. Like, she creates these very dark photographs, a lot of nudity, very gothy. Ooh. And it's like, it seems very intellectually y. So, yeah, I do think she's actually pretty smart. She kind of reminds me of Allison a little bit in, like, her art. Has a kind of creepy goth art.
Interesting.
That Allison, I think, would vibe with. Nice. So anyway, Tyra at back of the Fortress of Fierce is no longer wearing her Super Smize outfit. Mm-hmm. And she is going to have the girls do a little Smize off.
Oh, no, sorry. She's not no longer wearing her Super Smize outfit. Super Smize had to go teach someone how to Smize. So Tyra had to fill in. So
Tyra had to fill in to teach Danielle. Someone else how to Smize.
Like, Smize had to. Super Smize left. Had to go. Yeah.
And yet here I am also but just teaching you how to Smize.
Yeah. They're two different people. Secret identity.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Tyra, not Super Smize, teaches the girls or has the girls do a Smize off. And a lot of fun. The outfits were a little excessive. Don't know if they needed to dress up in, like,
I don't know, morph suits. I feel like maybe just covering the face would have made sense.
Yeah, not the entire body.
Every inch of skin except the eyes. So
seemed a little excessive, but they got to spend the budget on something, I guess. That's where the budget from all, like, the group shots. They saved so much money last cycle. All the group shots
went
to these morph outfits.
Why?
And I forgot about her outfit. I will say, like, Super Smize's costume, mm-hmm. I think had a lot of potential that they did not take advantage of. Like, there definitely should have been an eye on the front of the outfit, right?
Yes. Or, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The costume needed more effort. It had Super Smize on the cape, and I was like, okay, so it's not a generic superhero costume.
So they did not just buy a costume. They designed it.
Yeah, they did a little bit of design, but I feel like they just really could have done something more with the front.
Yeah.
I was disappointed. Yeah. I mean, this is a show that is, like, every week they'd do a great creative project, you know?
Maybe Tyra, like, was like, design this in a way where I can wear it again for Halloween in, you know,
okay,
a few years.
Yeah, just take off the cape and then suddenly you can wear it.
I'll be a Power Ranger, yeah.
Out and about, yeah.
Out and about, that's true. When this is in style in 15 years.
What if Tyra just, like, after this, just went on random escapades as Super Smize? I wouldn't put her past her.
I mean,
for doing something
like
that.
Those full body suits are, like, a thing now. People just wear them. So, I mean,
have you seen that trend where it's just, like, I think Kendall Jenner was doing it, where you basically wear a unitard with no pants, and then, like, but you would wear some tights. You would wear, like, tights and a blazer, but no pants, just walking around the street.
And you'd have, like, a bikini line, like, visible because it's a unitard. So it'd look like you're wearing underpants over your tights.
Yeah, basically you're wearing, like, a swimsuit, like a dark swimsuit.
I just can't get on board with it.
It would make me feel uncomfortable. I don't think.
Are the tights under the unitard?
Yes, the tights are the unitard. it looks like a Las Vegas showgirl, basically.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like or a magician's assistant.
Yes, someone on a stage with a like hat that. And a cane.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I don't know.
What Tyra's wearing is not that far off.
It's not that crazy.
If she had just kept it, she could have been styling in 2023.
Yeah.
but yeah. Just an aside, I forgot about that, but I feel like there could have been more that could have been done. basically.
Yes, yeah.
So the Smize Off happens. The winners get a dinner with Sean Patterson, which I feel like if I had been told that, I'd be like, I don't know if I want to have dinner with
that.
Him.
I'll do the dishes, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds better. But, you know, he is in control of their future, so it's kind of good to make a good impression, I guess.
Blah, 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 networking, yeah.
And the winners, and it also, it might have paid off because Courtney, who gets eliminated, signed with Wilhelmina LA.
Hey.
And she was the one of the winners for the Smize Off.
Yeah.
So
dang. You remember
maybe
her.
Maybe she made an impression on him during that whole thing. And that's why she got she got a contract.
Maybe that's why they got rid of her.
So
they were just like, ah, he wants her. So
she's needed somewhere else. Yeah. I don't know, maybe. Right. So your winners were Courtney, Bianca, Laura, Brittany, Kara, and Lulu. And the rest have to. It's been a while since I made the losers do a punishment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, this is a throwback.
Yeah,
like, I feel like they haven't done this since like cycle 3 or something.
Aaron cracked me up. I'm here to model, not do dishes. All right.
Yeah. Sounds very was it Nicole or Natalie last season? Yeah, with the whole like not doing dishes thing. it's always a point.
You guys are doing great. Yeah.
Yeah. Aaron, I feel like Aaron in that instance, I wouldn't have been surprised she had pulled something like that. But so the dinner, I don't know. The dinner, I was like, okay, Sean seems nicer here.
Yes.
Though. Like he, I was like, is he an asshole or is he not?
I know. I can never tell with him. Yeah.
He gives off the vibes of an asshole, but he was like kind of nice here.
Yeah.
And like he made a funny joke when he was like, at the end of this dinner, one of you is going to be eliminated.
He must really compartmentalize his roles, you know? Like
that's, I was thinking that. Yeah. I was like, maybe he's the type of guy who's like a jerk at work, but then in his day-to-day life, he's really nice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know. Could be like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, it seemed like an okay dinner.
Mm-hmm.
They seemed like they had a good time. They were asking him questions.
I'd
he was answering
to know
them.
What they ate.
I know. Always. I always want to know what people are eating.
Yep.
We at home, we have the Jen versus Bianca fight. Tiff, I don't know.
That was, I not loved it because it was just so silly, like so funny. Just Bianca,
yeah, that was funny.
What was
it? Giving
she,
like a sibling fight.
Yeah,
like
what happened? Like, she opened the dishwasher. Jennifer said she opened the dishwasher and it was steaming. We had just done the dishes.
Okay.
And Bianca, she stopped her and she was like, did you just put a dirty dish in there? Those are like freshly, like we just cleaned those. And then Bianca's like, I'm not the only one. Starts pulling out dishes. This one's dirty. Why is it in here? I didn't put it in here. Like, it was beautiful.
Boy. Well, I will say, like, it does seem like Bianca's having issues being, like, accepted socially by the other girls.
Yes.
Seems like she's having some problems.
And by the judges. Yeah.
That's true. She's having issues
some
with a
social
lot of
issues. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Ashley, last episode it was like Nicole like was like Bianca, I don't know how I feel about Bianca, and then Jen, and then Ashley was not a fan of Bianca. I don't know. It's just like I feel like she seems like a good person. She's just one of those people that has like a really hard exterior.
There's
and,
a
like,
shell. Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't want to let you in.
I agree.
You know,
I agree.
That kind of person. So, and I think we see that maybe like next episode or something like that. She becomes a little more sympathetic.
All right.
If I remember correctly.
I don't know. I don't remember hating her a lot.
Yeah, but she seems fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Photo shoot is
horse track.
At a horse track, I think.
Is the term.
Know.
You're near the Derby, don't you?
So I know a lot about Seabiscuit.
Yeah.
Who they talk about here?
Secretariat, Seabiscuit, all those horsies. Yeah.
What? Oh yeah, it was. I get them so confused. Seabiscuit and Secretariat. I was
I used to think it was the same horse. It's two different horses.
I think I might have thought it was the same horse until today, actually. But I think they're talking about Seabiscuit this episode.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Does it really matter?
I don't know.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
They're at a track and Laura is a Kentucky girl. So of course she has a horse.
She's living large.
Like,
She
loves horses.
They go, are you afraid of horses? As though this was a planted question.
She's like,
no,
I've castrated
listen to
cows.
That. Listen to her voice. No, she's not afraid of horses.
Literally, the casting episode, she was talking about how she could like castrate like 12 cows. It's like, do you think she's cool with castration, but she's not cool with horses?
Her
like
personality,
totally fine with horses.
Yeah, yeah, and she kind of reminds me of somebody that we went to school with who got kicked in the face by a horse. Who is just a jolly person most of the time.
Maybe that's what it takes to be good person, just a kick in the face by a horse.
Laura has horse girl energy, but the best kind.
Yes.
Best kind.
Yeah, good, solid horse girl energy.
Yeah.
She also loves being nude. So this is just like the perfect shoot for her. She's so
I get to be excited. By a horse and I get to be naked. So that's even more exciting. I love that.
Yeah, she is. I was like, well, that I also just like, I know for sure that she was the type of like kid that her parents were just like, run amok naked. Just go.
Yes.
I just like, I feel it.
She was a topless baby for sure. Diaper only. Yeah. Just running around.
She was just running around everywhere nude. So she is obviously very, very excited about this. Mm-hmm. Really, no one is really that uptight about being nude. This doesn't seem to be a group that really cares.
I don't think we had any drama. Yeah.
No. And I mean, it helps that like they get super long hair that gets to cover everything pretty much. And they're obviously not going to have them sit on a horse without underwear on. So like they're not fully nude.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just topless. Mm-hmm. And it just did. No one's fazed. Like
one's fazed.
The jockey's not fazed. The horse isn't fazed. The models aren't fazed.
Yeah. Horses don't care. They're like, I'm used to it, baby. This is Hollywood. I don't know where they are.
I think they gotta be. They gotta be
in
Hollywood. Yeah.
I don't know. I think the goal of the shoot was the hair though, right? Like it matches.
Yeah. The mane. They keep on saying like, we want the hair to match the mane. Yeah. And da, da, da. Yeah. It made for some poor Bianca, her wig, there were some bad wigs. I thought Bianca's wig was bad.
Definitely the worst one was Bianca's. And I
thought Kara's wig was really bad.
It would be hard if I were Bianca to not comment on the wig. That would be difficult.
I know. I was like, last episode was, I was like, this, you have a right to complain about this wig. It is really bad.
They were just joking about it. Yeah. I could, I understand a little joke about it. She does joke about it in panel.
You know, this made me think of, I forgot to say earlier about how when Bianca is doing her interview at Wilhelmina and they talk about her look and it being too severe. And I was just like, you gave her this, like you let her keep this look.
I meant
like,
to
you
touch
were
face
like,
about that
yeah.
too. Yeah. I meant to be like, oh, so they made her worse. They made her less likely to succeed by giving her that severe look.
The eyebrows too. Like that probably made it a little more dramatic. I was like,
because it looks like she doesn't have eyebrows.
I was like, not her fault too. Like that's also a really easy fix.
Yeah.
Like she can just grow her hair out. Like she's
I wonder if they were baiting her.
It is possible.
To get snappy with him or something. Because like she could have been like, well actually I didn't have this look and then they did this to me. And they somehow would have flipped it on her, you know? So I don't know.
Yeah, I just thought that was like a stupid moment for her.
That was frustrating.
Not of her, but like the show was being stupid.
I thought it was funny because like the person that wasn't involved in makeovers was like, well, this is a flop. Like, and had no idea that they were like calling
like,
out the makeover.
Not Bianca's fault. Really?
I watched that and was like, oh, sorry.
But yeah, the wig, no. I will say, I thought Courtney with the long brunette, I was like, this looks good. This is a good look for her.
Yeah, it is.
Like she looks, I honestly think I would have preferred this as a makeover for her. I just really liked it. I don't know. It was going to be like Megan Fox energy or something.
Ooh, yeah.
I guess like the only other thing I wanted to mention here was Jay's kind of gross comment about Bianca where he's like talking about how she doesn't look very feminine. He was like, even Isis looked more feminine than Bianca. And I was like,
oh, I did not hear
Isis?
That. What the fuck?
Yeah. I was like, excuse me.
That's an offensive like, statement to make.
I know. I thought it was really offensive. Yeah. I was like, what
that
are
was
you
a
talking
shitty
about,
thought
Jay?
You just had. Yeah.
And they aired it and did not care. Apparently.
I didn't even
of
hear
what they
it.
Were saying.
That's how, brainwashed.
So that was kind of fucked. I was like, you're two for two, Jay. You had last season with the whole eating situation in London. I hated that. Oh, and now I hate this comment.
It's about self-control with London. That was awful. God, that was awful.
Yeah. That I'm just like, if you say another word.
You're on thin ice, buddy.
Yeah. I'm going to kick you off this show. Well, no.
No, they won't. They need you.
But
they need you in your white hair.
Yeah.
Right.
Kendall look.
Silver.
All right. Back at home. We have the Brittany Corny thing. Whatevs. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go to panel or you have anything else to say about that?
No. Shoot. I was going to say Nicole. They get onto her for not smizing. But Nicole's one of those people. Yeah. During the photo shoot. And I'm just like, Nicole is one of those people. And I think they touch on it later. She's got the hooded eye. And it's kind of like, and I think in panel they talk about, her like, her face being so, like, it's almost like an angry smize. Sleepy. I can't remember what they call it.
Can't remember. She's kind of sleepy looking, I feel like.
Yeah. I like her photo. But yeah. Yeah. I like.
I just meant, like, in general.
Oh, yes. She does seem like she took downers.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can
panel, I will just say we have Lauren Conrad as the judge.
Great.
And I like that they called her a fashion designer. I don't know if that's like, I mean, I know she has like fashion adjacent. She has a line, but I'm like, is she? I don't think she's a fashion designer.
I don't think like, other fashion designers go, yes, the new Lauren Conrad line.
Collection, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not, I don't think she's like sitting making sketches of all her designs,
no,
you know?
I don't think so either.
More
I mean,
like
she's like talking out loud in a room it. And some actual designer's drawing it. Does this look like
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So anyway, she's here. I mean, they have friend Christian or Anna at some point. So like eventually the guests get a little less prestigious.
Yeah. Yeah. I would assume Lauren Conrad has modeled before too though.
Yeah, not as like a
professional
model probably, okay. But she's done a lot of magazine shoots, I'm
right.
sure, and things like that. So yeah.
Yeah.
And she's modeled her own collection. So that counts, right? All right, so photos. Let's start off with Kara.
Nice.
Really, you like this one?
I was just saying, nice, we're starting. But okay. Yeah, no, I don't like this photo.
I just it's gonna don't... be Cruella De Vil for me.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm not sure why. Her face looks mean. She looks like a mean, evil stepmother.
She does. A burlesque like stepmother. Yeah. Yeah. It's really... I don't like the pose. She looks very small, which they are, but, you know, she looks very petite. She's interesting because I feel like the more hair she gets, it actually takes away from, like, her posing and stuff. And, I mean, that could just be...
I feel the same way with Sunday.
Yes, yeah, yeah. That's why they relate. But
I think that, her pose, there's something about it. I think whatever she's doing is shortening her torso. I think she
it's boxing
just maybe because she's facing, just the way she's facing toward camera, I don't think works.
Yeah. I don't like her face.
Yeah, I just thought
all.
Her face was very, didn't like it.
She just looks like a snobby high school girl. That's
yeah,
all I see.
Or that.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Kara. Next is Ashley.
Poor Ashley.
This is rude. This version of the photo still has the guy in the back.
I didn't even realize.
So yeah, funny. They photoshopped him out on the show, did, but yeah. I guess they were like too lazy to do that here.
we can't keep
on?
This version. I don't know.
Yeah, so they have the horse handler guy in the background. This was her test shot because I guess she was too posy in her other shots. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it is very much I am standing here.
It is, yes, but her face is immaculate, I think. Like
I do really like her face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pose is nothing,
very
obviously.
Pretty face.
The pose is just I have good posture. This is how I stand. That's
she
insane.
Does have good
that's
posture though.
That's dancer posture.
That is a
but
good thing to point out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has great posture.
Jealous.
Yeah.
Posture.
Seriously, I do not stand like that.
Honestly. Yeah.
But the face is
but
gorgeous.
Yeah, I agree with you. Face is like the face, pose, boring. Yeah. It's really not giving me much at all.
Right. Because it is a
which
test
is a
shot.
Disappointment from last episode because I really liked her photo last episode.
Yeah.
All right. Next is Jennifer.
Jennifer. Jennifer's body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't love Jennifer's body in this, actually. I'm not a fan of it.
Her legs look so tiny.
I'm okay with like the crossing the legs thing. I'm just not. I don't really like what she's like steadying herself on the horse, basically.
Yeah, she's
and
using
it
too
looks
much.
Like that.
Yeah,
it doesn't look like a pose to me. It looks like I'm like kind of scared I'm going to fall off the horse.
It looks very unnatural, not like a way you would sit on the horse. And like she's, yeah, distributing her weight in an awkward way that doesn't look right.
Yeah.
And then the face is sadly not her best.
Yeah, it doesn't look like her.
It does not look like her.
I don't really know what's going on here. I'm just not a big fan.
No, it's not a very good photo, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's just meh.
She looks like a vampire. All right,
next. Yeah, I could see that.
In the daylight.
All right, next is Lulu. Ooh. This was the first one of the episode I saw. I was like, thank God.
Yes, someone took an okay photo. We're getting a little better. Yeah.
I like this one.
I do. I think like this one too.
It's how you do casual, not really doing anything right, in my opinion.
Yes.
Where she looks like so chill for being on a huge horse, mm-hmm. huge scary horse. I think horses are pretty scary to sit on top of.
Oh, yes. I'm scared of horses.
I commend a lot of these people for doing this.
Yeah.
But yeah, she looks like so relaxed on her horse.
Mm-hmm.
I just really like the casual nature.
It looks like it could absolutely be a music video. I don't know what, just her riding on the back of a horse, just chilling.
Yeah.
I guess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's, there's a queen energy to it. But also like a,
mm-hmm.
a natural laid back energy. I like it. It's one of my favorites this week.
Yeah. I'm
we just don't, we don't get this that often. It's so simple and like the face is still mm-hmm. so strong.
Yeah. I'm like really impressed by Lulu, her first two photos. I'm like kind of curious where it goes wrong.
Cause I feel like
I remember her like look, cause I thought she had a really great look, mm-hmm. but I don't remember her performance super well, but so far, like the first two photos, I'm like,
makes me wonder. She must be going home soon because I don't remember.
I feel like maybe she just falls off really quickly. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. So we go from Lulu, who's like good, mm-hmm. to like Brittany, who's like,
bang.
Fantastic. I love this photo. It is so, like, if we're talking about hard ways to sit on a horse, this is the hardest way to sit on a horse.
She was doing all kinds of stuff too. It was crazy. She looked poised from the first second of the photo shoot. She understood the assignment. But mm-hmm. her hand, that is the only thing. It's my only thing.
Which one? The one that's right not splayed out?
The one that is splayed out.
Oh, you don't like that one?
I don't like that one. Okay. I wish that it were like more, I don't know, like angled or something. It just looks mm-hmm. so flat, like a slap or something. Like it just looks
slap. Yeah.
It looks catcher's mitty, I guess. It doesn't look elegant. Mm-hmm. That's the only complaint I have about this photo. Otherwise, I really like it. She might be smoldering a bit too hard. But I do like the smolder.
I think that it reminds me a lot of Ashley's photo from last episode where it's like you could just like turn it around right side up and it would have the same effect to me. Like she's just like the way she's laying is just so,
it's amazing.
I don't know,
it's very graceful because really you almost are like, this is photoshopped, you can't lay on a horse like that, but she is.
Yeah, she's doing it. Mm-hmm. I feel like you have that good core strength to do that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you can fall off a horse so easily. That jockey
this
looks
is wild. Like people talk about side saddle. This is,
and that's how she started off, was doing like side saddle poses. And she got here, she was Vogue-ing. And that's what Jay said, I guess, is that she gave Italian Vogue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could see it. Honestly.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Put this in Vogue. I think I could see it.
I could too.
I really like it. Good job, Brittany. Fantastic mm-hmm. work. Mm-hmm. Next is Bianca. Poor Bianca.
Yes,
Tyra said she had a smell dookie face, my favorite term.
I kind of like her legs though, and I kind of like her body, actually.
I like her legs. I was about to say that too. Like,
she looks,
I think we got some solid stuff going on there.
She looks longer than everyone else does. So, well, not Brittany, but
yeah,
she somehow looks pretty long comparatively. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that. I just like the only problem with it is she loses in the face for me. Like the face is where
it's gone.
It's not as good. Mm-hmm. Speaking of smelling with your eyes, she's just like not like it's just,
she's just staring.
No,
there's nothing there.
Smile there. Like just a hint of something would be nice. Or just like any emotion other than just blank would be great. I would love to see it.
just is this good? Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, Jen. It's too bad because I feel like she could have had a solid photo with the bottom half.
Missed opportunity.
I think she's kind of rocking it. But, you know, it's not the worst of them.
No. The hair is the worst of it, unfortunately.
The hair is the worst, but that's not her fault. Okay, Laura. I love Laura's
photo. This is my favorite one, hands so down. It is my favorite. She looks terrifying.
Transformed.
Yes.
Like, this does not look like our sweet little Southern belle,
why
Laura.
I love Laura, though, because she's such a chameleon. Like, you would never guess that her voice is what it is looking at this photo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you could not.
I think it's the juxtaposition never in a million years. I love the most with, like, her personality and this photo. But I do just love this photo. I love the look on her face. I love her, like, position of her body. This is, like, my favorite this week, I think, because it's weird. It's high fashion.
A lot of little angles going on,
It's high fashion and it's awkward in a good way.
A little hunch in the back, a little bend of the elbow.
She just leaning on that jockey. Whatever.
Yeah. A lot of people just used the jockey as just like a side table or something. I don't know. It was just like very...
He's a prop.
I was like, I feel bad for this dude.
He's
like,
a prop.
He is not having a good time.
Just there to make sure the horse doesn't hurt anyone.
Yeah. Valid. I just love this photo though. I think it's great. The expression on her face is amazing. She's really, her eyes are crazy here. Like, she's really piercing with the gaze.
I say Brittany was smoldering, but this is, I guess that's what it is for me. Is
she's like x-ray visioning. Yes. She's like burning a hole.
Yes.
Yeah.
Powerful.
It's good.
Love it.
Yeah. Really, really like it. Okay. Next is Sunday.
I don't hate it.
This photo. I do.
I don't hate it. It's, again, I think they're always cutting her short when they give her long hair, which is unfortunate.
I don't. Long hair was not. I mean, like, I guess I had to because everyone. Oh, that's why I don't like it. Because I'm like, ugh, it makes me feel uncomfortable.
It is weird.
Like, I know that you're
of age.
You're old enough to be on the show, but I don't know if, like, if I saw this photo out in the wild, I would know. I'd be like, what's going on here? And I mean, I just don't, she just looks really short here.
I think she saves herself really just a slightly, not all the way, but she saves herself a tiny bit with her arms, because she has them so like long. Those at least look
well. That's
long.
Why I don't like it, because her arms look so long and her body looks so short,
it
and
does,
the proportions are kind of bending my mind.
It is weird. Wow. The longer you look at it, the weirder it gets. Because the hair is
it's
so long
weird
and the
photo.
Arms are so long, and then everything else is so tiny.
I will say her face is nice. I like her face in
I like
this.
Her face a lot, yeah.
I mean, I guess it's not like fully her fault, but
honestly,
I don't like this photo. Like, I think it's an interesting pose. Like, I think she's doing something, which I appreciate.
If you crop it just below her bust, it's gorgeous. Like, if you just the bust up. Yeah. But her body.
If it was a beauty shot, I think I'd like it.
Yes, me too.
I mean, she's doing something interesting. I'm just, again, I don't know. It's just
not a lot to work with for her, but why do they cut them all off at the knee in this photo shoot? Probably because the horse is on the pedestal or something. I don't know.
I think they really should have let her get on the horse.
Yeah.
And maybe they did, but, like, I feel like that should have been the photo they chose. I think, like, part of the problem is that she's
standing
next
to
the
it.
Horse, and she's so short that, like,
she's barely
looks
taller
like the height of the horse, which makes her look extra short.
It does. Because
it's just, like, the comparing her to other things in the picture.
Yeah.
Kind of is more her problem than her actual height. Oh, so, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, not the best. No.
I mean, at least it was giving me something, though, I guess.
The face gives you something. It's definitely not in the top this week.
Okay, Ray is next. Mm. Here's who I was thinking of when I said they were just, like, using the jockey. Like, you can't even see the jockey's face in this.
Yes! It literally looks like she's like, get down further. Crouch down. Let me lean on you.
I don't know. I think it's awkward.
It's ghosty. I think it's mostly scary. Ghosty.
I think her, I just really don't like her legs. It makes me uncomfortable.
What do we got going on with these legs?
I don't know. I just don't like the bottom half of her body. I think it just looks awkward. Like, I don't know. The face is pretty. She looks like Jenny Humphrey from Gossip Girl.
Whoa.
That's what she looks like.
Yeah, that is what she looks like. She gives me this, like, Jack the Ripper era energy with her head and her hat and the veil.
That's true.
Yeah.
I can see that.
So I really like her face in this because it's like creepy, but
yeah, I think the face is okay.
I don't like what she's doing with her body, and it really does look like she's just using the jockey as though he's an object. Yeah.
Don't love that either.
No, don't love that. But yeah, it's
just
nothing...
like a really weird photo.
It is weird. Strange.
Her and Sunday's photos, they make me feel weird.
They're so uncomfortable. No. But they are two of the most appealing ones.
Nicole is next. You said you like this one?
I love this one. I think it's like, I don't know. I thought it was really high fashion, just me and the horsey. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I think maybe the body is a little weird. That tone of underwear on her looks
okay.
Strange.
Not good for me. I really dislike the bottom half of her body in this.
The bottom half looks like weird now that I look at it.
The
but
weird
I just like
leany pose.
So
but I agree that her face is gorgeous. I think with like it's like Sunday. Where this was a beauty shot and it was just her and the horse, I would be over the moon for this photo. I would think it was the coolest photo ever. Because I really do love the way she's like right next to the horse and her hair really does look like a mane.
Yeah.
That part is really working for me. It's just like the bottom half of the body is just not working for me like at all.
It is
weird. I don't like it.
Yeah. Make a good point.
So.
I don't know if it's even the bottom half of it that's not working. To me, it's the middle. It's like.
Yeah, there's. Yeah.
That arm being so stiff and like, again, the color of her underwear really washes her out.
Yeah, that was a bad styling choice. There were some styling choices on this.
Yes.
Like this particular shoot that I do not agree with. And this is one of them.
Yep.
Yeah, no. But yeah, I think the face is good.
Yeah, you're right. Another good one face. If you crop it just there. Yeah.
It becomes, I think if you crop it, it becomes like my favorite photo in the world.
Yeah,
I just
honestly.
Think, like, as a whole photo, I'm just like, no, thank
yeah.
you. All right, Erin, another one of our creepy girls. A lot of creepy blondes this episode.
They just, the makeup, they made it so.
Yeah, whatever they put on their eyes.
Yeah, like, cat eyes.
Really made it stand out.
Yeah.
I like this one. I
oh,
think
yeah.
it's, like, she was one of the girls that made it more edgy, and I liked that.
Yes. I thought it was very interesting.
The bendy.
We get a taste of her, like, doing that angular thing before she takes
yeah,
it
she
way
does
too
a lot.
Extremely.
Yeah, yeah, there's a point where yeah. maybe it gets to be a little much. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like it. I think
it's pointy.
Just making some interesting. It's pointy. I like it. It works for me.
I do really like it. The face
okay.
is gorgeous.
Courtney, next.
You know,
I like your face.
I'm actually getting like, there's a specific episode of Always Sunny where they like, it's like an
okay.
80s movie.
Not what I was
yeah, not what you were
gonna
thinking
say.
I was going to say. Yeah. But they're like mocking an 80s movie and there's a sex worker in the movie or in the show. That looks
another turn
identical.
really?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe
this.
Courtney is, she was in an episode of Pretty Little Liars. So.
Well, you never know.
Could it be the same person?
Maybe. The same hat.
Probably not. Okay.
It's yeah. It's the styling.
It
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like her upper half. Again, she's another one where I'm like, oh, I like the upper half. Mm-hmm. The bottom half, not a big fan of.
Not too much.
Just like the legs are really just dangling there, but not in a cool way like
yeah.
Lulu.
Yeah.
In like a way that I do not like.
yeah, they look weak. Should have kept that boot on, would have excused you. I don't get
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Then they could have cropped it a little bit.
They would have been like, ah, she had the boot on. That's looks good.
Yeah. But I think her face is pretty again. And
I think
I'm like, why wasn't she a brunette? She looks great as a brunette.
Yeah. Yeah. I think where she failed in this photo is really just, she didn't wear her boot and she's on a horse. Wait, she did wear her boot.
They made her wear it when she was on the ground and she was upset about it.
Okay. Okay.
And then they took it off when she was up here.
Weird.
Up
but
on the horse.
All
yeah,
right.
I just remember that. So, but yeah, that's what they did.
I think it looks like she didn't do the hair coming out of the top of her head. She didn't stretch herself out enough. Like.
Okay.
Yeah. Just a little stiff in the shoulders and in the legs.
Bottom two, Courtney and Bianca. I actually wouldn't have sent either of them home. I think I would have sent Kara home this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. I would. Yeah. I don't disagree.
Didn't like your first three photos.
Yeah. I probably would have sent Bianca.
And a little bit of personal reasons.
Yeah.
Bianca would have been, I think, okay to send home here because her first photo wasn't very good. Mm-hmm. Her second photo wasn't very good.
And her attitude is like, bad, you know, seemingly.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to knock her too much for that. But I would have rather had seen Kara go home this episode.
Yeah.
I think Bianca has a good photo next episode, so that's like another reason why I guess I kind of give her a pass. I think I remember liking her scarf photo.
Yeah. I think there definitely had some – I think a lot of them are on the same level right now. So it's hard to pick who's going to be in the bottom. But
I just don't think it was Courtney's time to go. I think Courtney should have stayed another week because I actually have liked her I think her first photo was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I thought this photo was like – okay, so like
she has such an insanely strong look.
Yeah, she was very, very pretty. But anyway, she goes home, and like I said, she got signed to Wilhelmina LA, so she did pretty well. She was on an episode of Pretty Little Liars. She was in a music video, Summer by Calvin Harris, which is a pretty big song, and has done a lot of commercial work. So she actually has been pretty successful post show, so I guess like another reason why you should have kept her, because she was talented. She did not disappoint in her career. So all right, that is a wrap on this episode. Next week we're gonna be talking about the scarf shoot. We're gonna have a guest. I love
next week is the scarf shoot. Oh my god, so exciting.
It was a very popular week. A lot of people requested to
That's to, what everybody wants to talk about.
Be a guest.
Big ass scarves. Yeah.
Yeah. But unfortunately, it was first come, first serve.
Yep. So. Sorry.
But yes, so that's what we will be talking about. And we can't wait for you guys to join us then.
We cannot wait.
Bye.
Bye-bye.